This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. Russian and Syrian warplanes pounded towns in Syria's opposition-held Idlib province on Saturday, that is, one day after a summit of the presidents of Turkey, Iran, and Russia failed to agree on a ceasefire. Reuters' Rosanna Philpott reports.
Fresh airstrikes hit Syria's last rebel-held enclave on Saturday, according to the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights. Witnesses and rescuers said at least a dozen airstrikes hit a string of villages and towns in southern Idlib and northern Hama, where rebels are still in control. Damascus, backed by allies Russia and Iran, has been preparing an assault to recover the last rebel-held parts of the northwest. On Friday, Turkey's President Tayyip Erdogan had pushed for a ceasefire at a summit with his Russian and Iranian counterparts. But Vladimir Putin said Moscow opposed a truce. And Iran's Rouhani said Syria must regain control over all its territory.
Reuters reporter Rosanna Philpott. The two largest electoral blocs in Iraq called on Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi to resign Saturday after Parliament held an emergency session to discuss the unrest in Basra. At least 12 people have died during several days of protests over poor public services, unemployment, and corruption. The Secretary General of the Syroon Coalition said that the Iraqi Prime Minister should apologize and resign. Al-Abadi acknowledged the unrest that has gripped Basra but defended his record in Parliament. He described the unrest as political sabotage and asserted that the crisis over public services was being exploited for political gain. On Friday, protesters in the southern city stormed the Iranian consulate and torched government buildings. This is VOA News.